Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by Full House Productions in New York City. Sound excellence. Welcome on in, my friends. Get ready to have your jazz, standards, and classic pop served up with a twist. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes, and let's bring in our buddy Tony Bennett with our theme song.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
grandmother is near, guarding thy dreams from all terror and fear. Sunlight has passed, and the twilight has gone.
From a just gorgeous album called Appalachian Journey, that was Alison Krauss lending her vocals to the remarkable string trio of Yo-Yo Ma on the cello, Mark O'Connor on the violin, and Edgar Meyer on the bass. And before that, another track from that album, The Misty Moonlight Waltz. And at the top, we had Mr. Tony Bennett along with Count Basie and his orchestra, and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you a mix of standards and jazz and a little bit of just about anything else that I call Anything Goes, and I hope that all is well with you. And I'm very glad that you've joined us today for this edition of Anything Goes, because we're going to be talking to the bass player on those tracks, airing part three of my interview with Edgar Meyer. And in this part, Edgar talks about his newest project, a solo album where he plays not only his bass, but a bunch of other instruments too, including the piano and the mandolin. Edgar has played with everyone from James Taylor to Yo-Yo Ma, and he knows his way around music. So if you're a regular listener, well, sit back and enjoy, because this is going to be a good one. And if you're a new listener, well, welcome on in, and your timing is excellent. Coming at you next, how about this one from a very, very young Ella Fitzgerald?
Come along, meet the Muffin Man. Hurry, 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 run as fast as you can. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man who dwells in Drury Lane? Yes, I know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Oh, yes, I know the Muffin Man who dwells in Drury Lane. He's never in a hurry, never has a worry, bringing joy to everyone. Then he knows his work is done. You should know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. You should know the Muffin Man who dwells in Drury Lane.
You don't have a lot of songs with the word dwell in them anymore. Not easy to say, especially over and over again like Ella just did. That was Miss Ella Fitzgerald and her famous orchestra and the Muffin Man, or do you know the Muffin Man, if you prefer. It's a traditional song that Ella arranged for herself. And I remember my mother singing that song when I was a kid, and I wonder if it was that recording that she had in her head. Anyway, if you love Ella, we'll be spinning some more for you a little bit later on in this program, so hope you can stick around. I'm Lise Avery, and I'm thanking you for breaking bread with us here on Anything Goes. There's a Muffin Man. Oh, forget it. We love to share a unique mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop, and always a little bit of just about anything else with you. And if you like what you're hearing, we earnestly hope you'll take a moment to let this radio station know that this is a program that you enjoy. And on behalf of my executive director of production, Mr. Phil Lee of Full House Productions here in New York City, I thank you for taking the time to share an hour with us. And we're going to be right back after this very short break with more Anything Goes, so please don't think of going anywhere, because we sure do enjoy and appreciate your company, and because on the other side, we'll be talking to Edgar Meyer and hearing some cuts from his newest solo venture, self-titled Edgar Meyer. I'm Lise Avery. I'll see you on the other side with more. Lois needs more chickens and plenty of chicken feed. Lois is 54 and she lives in a small village in Kenya. She supports her five children by selling milk and eggs. And now Lois needs more chickens. So she's asked for a $900 loan that she's going to pay back. But not from a bank, from you. We already know that teaching a person to fish instead of giving them a fish is how to help families lift themselves out of poverty. You can give an interest-free loan to people like Lois through Kiva, K-I-V-A, kiva.org. Kiva.org gives us the chance to help one-on-one for as little as $25. You can make a loan that makes a difference. $25. Let's face it, whether or not we're talking about Lois, we're talking chicken feed. This commercial with a conscience message is brought to you by the feisty old women at iwanttobe60.com. Well, hi there, my friends. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, playing whole bunches of jazz and standards, swing, classic pop, whatever you got, whatever is good music, we'll spin it here on Anything Goes, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with me. And now, if you have something that you would like to tell us about or something you'd like to hear here on Anything Goes or anything else you want to sound off about, well, don't hesitate to get in touch. I always appreciate hearing from you, however you do it. The easiest way is to point your browser at my website, which is anythinggoesradio.com. Or you can send your requests, suggestions, or commentary to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, P.O. Box 314, Rutherford, New Jersey, 07070, or by email direct at info@anythinggoesradio.com. And if you've just joined us, you've come at a very opportune moment, because in this edition of Anything Goes, we are airing part three of my interview with the bass player Edgar Meyer. And frequently when I refer to a musician, I'm able to refer to them as a pop artist or a jazz artist or a country artist. But you can't really do that with Edgar Meyer, because Edgar's always crossing the line from one genre to another, from classical to bluegrass, from pop to jazz. And Edgar has a new album out where he plays all the instruments, too, and did all the composition. He just blows my mind. And before we hear from Edgar, let's hear a cut from his album, self-titled Edgar Meyer. Your studio, your workspace, is a wondrous, beautiful space with lots of windows. Mm. And to me, it looked, as a singer who hangs out with a lot of musicians, it looked like musician fantasy land, because you had wondrous instruments and you were able to record by yourself and you had the space. And so tell me about what that's like. That must be...
It's about, as you say, it's musician fantasy land. Means I can, you know, get up at 3 a.m. and go play the piano and just be happy to be in there. Also, it's well lit. Couple walls are primarily windows, and so I find that affects my attitude tremendously. There's never a time where I don't gravitate toward being in the room and just want to spend time there.
How did you come to play the piano as well on this CD?
Well, piano I've played all my life, and I guess not quite as long as the bass. I started the bass at age 5, and then the piano, we didn't have a piano in the house until I was probably 8 or 9, and I don't even remember precisely, but I'm guessing that that's when it was. And I still remember very vividly that the most exciting thing that I could even imagine was to play the piano. I play piano a couple hours a day, most days, if I'm able.
And that piano came into your life in a kind of special way that you talk about in the liner notes of your new album?
Well, the particular piano that came into the house was my grandmother's piano. And it was, you know, my father had very strong feelings for it since he had seen his mother play it, and he had lost his mother when he was 8. So that was a very big deal for him to have the piano in the house. And also I learned, I remember some of the first songs I played were Mendelssohn songs without words, and they're from the from her old books, which must have been from, I imagine they had to have been, you know, probably from the 1920s or so.
Do you still have any of that music?
You bet.
Is it in your studio?
Yes.
Someplace you can see, I would guess.
Oh, yeah.
What other instruments do you play on your new album, self-titled Edgar Meyer?
In highly varying degrees of competence, banjo, dobro, guitar, mandolin, and treble viol, or viola da gamba, or gamba, that was built by Dan Hatchis. Beautiful little instrument. He's building me a set of three, and that's the first.
And you mentioned that you had varying degrees of competence on these instruments that you just listed. What kind of challenges did that present for you? Because you were recording for Sony Classical. It wasn't just something that was for yourself.
Well, the interesting thing is that they all presented exactly the same degree of challenge because if I could play the piano a little better than I can play the guitar, I'd write a harder piano part, you know, and so I would try to play up to my ability on each instrument. So the challenge was exactly equal in each case. And it also, the most pleasant part of this process, no, not the most, one of many pleasant aspects of this process is simply that if something didn't sound good, I could do it again, or I could change instruments, or just take that section out. Or...
You could just delete it and
yeah.
throw it on the virtual cutting room floor.
Yes.
So the digital technology is merged with the musicianship.
Oh, all over the place, very happily. But at the same time, you know, I try to draw on things that are the opposite of the digital technology. I mean, having played with great musicians for 20 years, I try to evoke a lot of the of what it is of people playing together.
Edgar Meyer, balancing the positives and negatives of playing in an ensemble or creating a solo work. And here's Edgar from his album, self-titled Edgar Meyer. And on this cut, he's playing his piano, his bass, and a lovely violin.
Thank you.
Edgar Meyer, playing all the instruments, and he composed the piece, too. And he called it First Things First. And let's hear the final part of my interview with Edgar Meyer.
Being by yourself in a room, I'm guessing you were able to be fully yourself and not altered at all by anybody else in the room. But was there a time, or you can contradict me if I'm wrong there, but yeah. I'm just wondering if there was a time or if there came times when you missed the energy, performance energy and camaraderie of having other musicians to work with and bounce off of.
I didn't miss it. Of course, the wonder of playing with other people is maybe even primarily the things that happen that you don't expect. The energy that happens and the reactions. But this was a different kind of project and was not trying to achieve that. What was interesting to me, I realized the first or second day I was working on it that I had never been alone in a room before recording. There's always an engineer. Not to have another body in the room was a new thing.
Yeah, I'll bet. Can we assume that somewhere in your future there will be another album of just you alone?
It's a pretty safe assumption, or something that, you know, that relates in some way where I get to spend a lot of time alone. That doing this type of record allows a different type of interaction between all the different processes of writing and recording and playing and all these things, and things can be done in different orders and in a patchwork, and also they can affect each other a little more than they would otherwise.
That seems like it would be very freeing to be able to. It's almost like making a film, right? Where you're actually
it's much more like that, and that's part of my attraction to this kind of thing. That in comparison, most collaborative processes are defined kind of in the moment. And this is more like writing a novel or doing a sculpture or doing a film. And so I'm always working to achieve a better overview. I'm not concerned about working too hard on something. That doesn't bother me at all.
You didn't get bogged down in the technology at all?
Not at all.
You found it freeing to be able to make the choices and then execute them yourself rather than looking for the words to express to somebody else.
Oh, 100%. Give me the controls.
Edgar Meyer is his name, and with the performance schedule that Edgar keeps and the variety of artists that he plays with, well, chances are he'll be coming soon to a performance venue near you. So if you can just check your newspaper and look for Edgar Meyer. And if you'd like more information about Edgar Meyer or you want to check his performance schedule, just log on to anythinggoesradio.com because you'll find him in my musician and band links. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for taking the time to tune in and join us here on Anything Goes. Each week, we mix up the music in a way that we hope is to your liking, and we like to throw in interviews, too, because it's all about keeping the music alive. Right now, it's time to take a quick break here on Anything Goes, but on the other side, we'll be keeping company with Judy Garland, and we'll hear from Louis Jordan, too. And I'll see you on the other side with more Anything Goes. This is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the world. Did you know that 5% or more of your monthly utility bill is paying to power devices in your home that you turned off? Believe it or not, your TVs, your DVD players, computers, printers, and cell phone chargers are just a few of the things you own that leak power, even when they aren't on. In fact, a quarter of the energy that your TV uses each year is consumed when the TV is off. What can you do? It's easy. Just plug your TV and other electronic devices into a power strip and turn the whole strip off when you aren't using it. Or better yet, unplug the devices and gizmos you aren't using and they'll be ready in seconds next time you decide to plug them in and use them. Take the power back. Don't let your electronics decide when you're going to use energy. For helpful links, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and look in my green links. Small changes can mean big rewards for our environment. To underwrite a commercial with a conscience message like this one, contact us at Anything Goes with Lise Avery. All right, my friends, welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you very much for keeping me company today. Whatever kind of a day you're having, I'm glad that Anything Goes can be a part of it. And how about we kick off this set by getting buzzed with Louis Jordan? Thank you.
tell me, why did you walk away? When I saw you this morning, baby, tell me, why did you walk away? Can't believe that you don't want me. I thought our love was here to stay. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. I'll be waiting for your call. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. I'll be waiting for your call. If you forgot the number, come on over, you won't have to call at all. When I say I'm yours forever, every word I say is true. Won't you buzz me, baby? I'll be waiting for your call. If you forgot the number, come on over, you won't have to call at all. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. You mean so awfully much to me. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. I'm like a ship that's lost at sea. But when I get my arms around you, ain't gonna let go till 1953.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're listening to one of the coolest mixes of music I've ever heard. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. Crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty. He sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying. Lying at my front door. Dad has done turned salty, baby, you made him so. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement till the man comes and throws you in jail. Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement till the man comes and throws you in jail. But don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. Done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. When the moon goes down in the dawning, and the sun comes up in the morning. Don't let the sun catch you crying, 'cause daddy don't want you no more.
Okay, so everyone who thought that Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying was written by Ray Charles, you raise your hand. All right, how about Jose Feliciano or Jerry and the Pacemakers? Well, it makes sense because they all had hits with it, but it was actually written by a gentleman named Joe Green, and what we just heard was a 1946 recording by Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five. And before that, we heard another cut from Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five in that same year, 1946, the Buzz Me Blues. And Louis Jordan's so much fun, and we've got some more of Louis' stuff coming at you in the next set. Right now, here on Anything Goes, we're going to keep the good stuff coming at you with Miss Judy Garland.
One, two, three. Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us. Just we, I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you. Just you and just me. Just us and just we. Use your imagination. Just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you. Hey.
Why it is that I can't perspire. I just sweat. So unladylike.
Miss Judy Garland performing live at Carnegie Hall on Sunday, April 23rd in 1961, and a rousing cut of Just You, Just Me. And since one Judy isn't enough for me today, and I hope you feel the same, we're going to find ourselves another fabulous cut from Judy to share with you during the next set here on Anything Goes, and here's hoping you have the time to stick around. And furthermore, I believe I've already promised you some more from Ella and some more from Louis Jordan. That's right. And we'll get to all of that stuff in the rowdy portion of our program, the Jump Boogie Set. We have a lot to get to. I'm Lise Avery. I'll see you on the other side with more. Did you know that over 100 million trees are chopped down each year to be made into junk mail? So, if we recycled all of the junk mail we receive every day, 100 million trees could be saved each year. And those plastic bottles that we buy soda, milk, and water in are adding 2 billion tons of bulk to our landfills each year. You can help by making that call to take yourself off of those junk mail distribution lists. Choose reusable bottles whenever you can, or better yet, instead of buying your water in plastic bottles, consider a water filtration system. And please, make recycling part of your daily routine. Help Mother Nature to lighten her load. If we all work together, we can truly make a difference. For more information about recycling and ways that you can help, log on to anythinggoesradio.com. This commercial with a conscience message was brought to you by your friends at Bastet Productions, LLC. Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Commercial with a conscience. Coming up next here on Anything Goes is our Greater Minds Moment. When we have a few moments, we like to take a moment or two from our busy lives to contemplate the perspective of a great mind. If you have a great mind to suggest, please feel free to email me at info
at anythinggoesradio.com. Today's Greater Mind is Maya Angelou. Love life. Engage in it. Give it all you've got. Love it with a passion, because life truly does give back many times over what you put into it. Nothing will work unless you do. You can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing, and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off you. If you can find it in your heart to care for somebody else, you will have succeeded. You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary to encounter the defeats so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, and how you can still come out of it. When we cast our bread upon the waters, we can presume that someone downstream whose face we will never know will benefit from our action, as we who are downstream from another will profit from that grantor's gift. I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver. Prejudice is a burden that confuses the past, threatens the future, and renders the present inaccessible. I've learned that you shouldn't go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw something back. I believe the most important single thing, beyond discipline and creativity, is daring to dare. There's a world of difference between truth and facts. Facts can obscure the truth. A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. Well, hey, my friends, we're back here in the swinging land of Anything Goes, and in keeping with tradition, we will spend the last part of Anything Goes, well, kicking it up a notch with a jump boogie set. And we're going to begin with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five to help us do the choo-choo-cha-boogie.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Thank you.
gonna settle down by the railroad track. Live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a-rollin' when it's ballin' a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Hi, this is Jane Meadows saying thanks to you for tuning in to Anything Goes with Lees Avery and helping to keep this great music alive.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Hey, down on the Swanee, Swanee,
I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home.
My goodness, who needs a cool drink? Oh, my buddy Phil Lee out on the other side of the glass is doing his aerobics. Miss Judy Garland, recording in London in August of 1960, and Swanee. And before Miss Judy, we had more Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five and Choo Choo Chiboogie. I'm Lees Avery, and I hope you're having a great day, and I surely thank you for choosing Anything Goes to be a part of it. And if you're a new listener, if you just found us right here on the radio dial, well, welcome on into the circle of crazy kids that join us for Anything Goes. You can find us here each week. We put together a mix of jazz and standards and classic pop, and we always finish up with a romp in the fast lane called the Jump Boogie Set, and we'll be back with that Ella Fitzgerald cut that I promised you just after these quick words.
Would it surprise you to know that of the 40,000 elected parliament members around the world, less than 17% are women? It's true. Even in the United States Congress, less than 18% of the representatives in the House and Senate are women. At the International Women's Democracy Center, we're working with women in countries large and small to change those statistics. IWDC provides women leaders around the world with the tools and skills to engage in local and national politics. To create the better world we all want in this new millennium, we need women's voices to help shape policy, politics, and decision-making. Log on to IWDC.org now and learn more about IWDC's mission and programs and to make a tax-deductible donation. IWDC.org, strengthening and expanding the role of women leaders worldwide. This caring message brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station.
All right, my friends, getting right on back to our troublemaking ways. I'm Lees Avery, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes, and I promised you another wonderful cut from Ella Fitzgerald, and this one absolutely fits the bill. Coming at you next, one written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, and associated with Miss Judy Garland, but Ella does it proud.
sinners I have found. A land where the weary forever are free. Come, you sinners, and just find. And just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining. Come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Yeah, Ella Fitzgerald, along with Billy May and his orchestra, in August of 1960, and Arlen and Kohler's Get Happy. And, well, I'm not happy about it, but it's time for me to say thanks so much for spending some time with us here on Anything Goes, but I gotta skedaddle and make room for the next program on this terrific radio station. But please meet me right back here next week for more of these hijinks, and if you'd like to know where more Anything Goes can be found between now and then, and to enter to win yourself some great stuff, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and don't forget to fill out my guest book while you're there. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lise Avery. My engineer is Phil Lee of Full House Productions in New York City. Until we meet next, be kind to yourselves, each other, and the earth. I'm Lise Avery. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, come on in and take us on out.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows.